Today's Mishnayos on Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. So, Perek Beis of Masechtas Kelayim very much picks up where Perek Aleph left off, and that is, it's discussing the laws of Kelayim in the field. It says in the Torah, Sadcha Lo Sizra Kelayim, that a person is not allowed to, quote, plant, unquote, Kelayim. And as we saw in the first parak, that really the definition of planting means different things depending on what exactly it is you're planting. The first parak really delineated between two different types of things that a person would plant. Number one, trees. And number two, vegetables slash beans slash kidneys slash different types of plants. What's the nafkamina? When it comes to a tree, the only time a person violates the halach of kelayim is if he takes one tree and he physically combines it and merges it with another tree, a process that's known as grafting. It's only then that he would violate the issa kelayim. When it comes to kelayim with other types of plants and other types of foods, over there, if you would graft them, if you would take two vegetables, for example, and graft them together, true, the person would violate the issa kelayim. But even if he didn't, even if he would take the seeds of different types of vegetables or different types of beans and different types of grains, and he would plant them together on the seed level, that too would constitute the issa kelayim. So our Mishnah is going to talk about somebody that took seeds of different foods, of different minim that would constitute kelayim. He planted them together. Do we assume that it's always going to be kelayim, or maybe not? And specifically, the question is, what happens if you have a combination of seed, two different minim? However, one min is much greater in quantity than the other min. Is it kelayim or not? What would be the tzad not? Because there's a principle that permeates the entire Torah that's known as bittul b'roiv. So for example, if somebody has a taruvah, he has a mixture of food that he's allowed to eat and food that he's not allowed to eat. So if there's enough food of heter to outweigh the food of iser, there's a halacha bittul b'roiv, and it's possible that this person would be allowed to eat this taruvas. Now, how much heter, klapi, the issa would you need in order for it to be mutter? So it depends on what exactly the issa is. In most cases, the halacha is shishim. If you would have 60 times heter connected to issa, then we say the issa is, quote, batul b'shishim, and the halacha is you'd be able to eat the taruvas. There are times where bittul happens not b'shishim, but rather b'meya, sometimes b'masayim, sometimes something is not batul. But the concept of taking two things, mixing them together, and looking at the minority as if it's not there, is something that's axiomatic, it's universal, it's something that's nageya every single sugya in Shas. Our Mishnah is going to discuss whether or not there's a halacha of bittul when it comes to the laws of kelayim. Meaning, if somebody has a lot of seed of one min, and then he has a little bit of seed of another min, could we say bittul? Could we say that the minority seed is bittul to the majority seed? And as a result, we're not going to have an issue. Says the Mishnah, kol saw, if you have a saw of one min, sheyeshba roiva miminacha, that has a quarter of another min, yema'et, then that's a problem. It constitutes kelayim. What do you need to do? You need to tweak the proportions. So first, let's define. A sa'ah, for our purposes, is made up of six kabin. So instead of saying sa'ah, we can say six kabin. It's really the same thing. A roiva means a quarter. Now, a quarter of what? So 25 cents is a quarter of a dollar. But a quarter means a quarter of something. A roiva in our Mishnah means a roiva hakav. So really what you have is six kavin of one min that has in it a quarter of a kav of another min. Now the ratio of a quarter of a kav to six kavin is 1/24. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is that if you have a taruvos and one min is 1/24 of the entire taruvos, that's enough for it to constitute kelayim. What do you need to do? You might, you have to change the proportion. Now, how would you change the proportion? So there's two ways you could do it. Either you can add to the min that's the majority, or you could reduce from the min that's the minority. The point is, if you take it from 1/24 to 1/25, 1/26, so now it's not going to constitute, the minority is not 1/24 anymore. In that instance, it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Once you have a taruvos that's already too much, it's already 1/24, at that point, you can't simply go ahead and be mimayit. At that point, you can't simply just tweak the proportions. But rather, yavir means you have to destroy it. You have to completely dismantle everything that you have, and you have to start all over again. And just to be clear, Rabbi Yossi's moida to the number 1/24th. He agrees that if you have 1/24th, it's a problem, and if you have less than 1/24th, like 1/25th, it's not going to be a problem. What Rabbi Yossi holds is that once you already establish a taruv as a 1/24th, at that point you can't simply just tweak the numbers by being memai. At that point, it's going to be a problem. Talk to Mishnah that this halacha, that if you have a roiva of one min mixed together with six kavin or a saw of another min, it's a problem. That's true. Beimi min echad, beimi shnei minim. It doesn't matter if the roiva is made up of one min or if the roiva is made up of two minim. Meaning, if the roiva is different than the saw, whether the roiva itself is all the same min or whether the roiva itself is made up of the taruvas of minim. As long as those two minim are not the same as the saw, that's going to be enough to make a problem. Reb Shimon says, no, the only time it's a problem is if the roiva is one min. However, if the roiva is made up of two minim, then it's not going to be an issue. The Chachamim Moirim, the Chamar, third shita, and they say, kol shu kalayim basa mitztaref l'roiva. The Chachamim hold that even if it's two minim, like the Tanakama, however, the Chachamim disagree with the Tanakama, whereas the Tanakama said, Beimi min echad, Beimi shnei minim, it sounds like it doesn't matter what those two minim are. If you have two minim, and they are foreign substances to the Sa'a, meaning the two minim are the Raiva, and the Sa'a is this other min, then it's going to be a problem. And it sounds like it doesn't matter what those two minim are. Beimi min echad, Beimi shnei minim, as long as it's two minim. The Chachamim say the only time the two minim are a problem is if the two minim just the words of the Chachamim are Kalayim Besa. They're both Kalayim. What does that mean? Of course they have to be Kalayim. Otherwise we're not having this conversation. So the Rav explains that according to the Tanakamo, if you have two Minim that make up a Roiva, and one of those two Minim is Kalayim with the six Kabin with the Sa, it's going to be a problem. You don't need that both of them should be Kalayim. According to the Chachamim, Kol Shehu Kalayim Besa, you need that both of them should be Kalayim. Otherwise it's not going to be a problem. So essentially what the Mishnah said was, number one, what's the halacha of bitul b'roiv as it relates to kalayim? So what's the magic number? It's not shishim. The magic number is 1/24th. So if you have a roiva hakav mixed together with six kavin, that's when you run into problems. What would you have to do? So you'd have to change the numbers. Rabbi Yossi has a chiddush. Rabbi Yossi says that once you have that taruvos, you can't fix it anymore. You have to completely destroy it and then start from scratch again, which Rabbi Yossi said by using the word yavar. But that's what it means. It means you have to get rid of it. Then we had another machloik, is actually three shritas in the Tanan in terms of what that roiva has to be in order for it to cause problems. According to the Tanakama, any two minim, doesn't have to be one min, if it's two minim, and even if only one of the minim is really kalayim with the sa, that would be a problem. According to Rav Shimon, it has to be one min. According to the Chachamim, two minim, but as long as both minim are going to be considered kalayim. So Mishnah Beis is very much a continuation of Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis, Medvar Mamurim, when is this true? What? When is it true that Kol Sa Sheyesh Ba Roiva Mimin Acha Yemayet? When is it true that if you have seeds and you have a taruvos, you have 24 kavin, you have 6 kavin of one, and then you have a quarter of a kavin of the other, it's going to be a problem. That's true if it's Tfuah B'Tfuah. If the Sa and the Roiva Hakav were both Tfuah, or the kitnis bekitnis, or they were both kitnius, or they were tfuah bekitnis, one was tfuah, the other one was kitnis, or it was kitnis betfuah, the other one was kitnis, and the other one was tfuah. So, what is tfuah? Tfuah are grains, the five grains, that's what tfuah is. What are kitnius? So, kitnius, of course, of Pesach fame, but for our purposes, what kitnius are, these are things that grow. They have seeds, and the seeds are edible. So, the technical definition of kitnius is when you have a plant of some sorts that have seed, and the seeds are edible. A classic example are beans, rice. But that's the technical definition. Says the Mishnah that this shear of saw and roiva akav is true for all different types of grains, and it's true for different types of kidneys. The Mishnah continues, Be'emes amru, however, zaroi negina, when it comes to different plants that grow, she'eino nechal, that are not edible. And to be clear, not that the plants are not edible, but rather that the seeds within the plant are not edible, then the halacha is, mitstarfin echad mi esrim va'arba, v'noifa lebesa. So then the shear is not a quarter of a kav, it's not a roiva kav, but rather the shear is 1/24th of the amount that you would ordinarily plant if you were planting a besa. So the Mishnah that said that the shear of taruvos to create kalayim is kol sa sheyesh ba roiva mimenacha yemayit, says our Mishnah is not true for all kalayim. It's true for a lot of kalayim, but it's not true for all kalayim. It's true for kalayim where the seeds are edible. But the moment the seeds are not edible, at that point the shear is going to be something else. So then the shear is going to be how much of this inedible seed would you need to have in the taruvas in order for it to create a problem? It's 1/24 of the amount of that seed that you would need if you were planting a besa. Now, why are we talking about a besa? Besa is a parcel of land. It's a certain share. Why are we talking about that? It's because what's the majority? That quantity. It's a sa. Kol sa sheyesh bo wat. Oh, so a sa is the amount of seeds that you would usually use to plant a besa. So what we're saying is that if you have wheat, for example, let's just choose that. So if you have wheat, a saw of wheat, the amount of wheat that you would usually plant the besa, and now you have a minority substance, you have some sort of foreign substance that got involved in this. So what is that shear? So the Mishnah said the shear is 1/4 kav. That's true if it's tvor, if it's kitnis, if it's something that's edible. However, if it's inedible, so then we say, okay, you have a saw, you have enough wheat to plant the saw. Now the minority is going to be 1/24 of the amount of this type of seed that you would usually need to plant the saw. So figure out whatever that usually would be. Now, 1/24 of that, that's what that's going to be. And Reb Shimon said that Kishem Shamru Lahachmer Kachamru Lahakal, meaning ordinarily this will end up being a Chumrah. Because what's going to end up happening is the 1/24 of the amount of Zaroini Gina that you would usually need to plant a Beisa is going to be less than 1/4 kav, which is a tremendous Chumrah. Because until now we said that the only time you're going to have Kalayim is if you have 1/4 kav mixed together with the Sa. What if I have less than 1/4 kav? It's not going to be a problem. But if the Shear is not 1/4 kav, the Shear is 1/24 of the amount of these seeds that you usually plant in a besa, it's going to be much less seed. Much less seed means you're going to need much less to create a taruvas, which means you're going to end up with a chumrah. So Reb Shimon said that it doesn't have to be a chumrah, meaning the purpose of this halacha is not a chumrah, but rather, just like Chazal said this lachumrah, they said a lakula as well. What's an example of lakula? A pishtan. If you have flax seed, pishtan is flax. Now we're talking about the seed, so the flax seed. But tfuah, if you have a mixture of flax seed and tfuah seed, mitztarefes echad miyasrim v'arbav v'noifil besa, it's going to end up being the same share. It's going to be 1/24 of the amount of flax seed that you usually need. Now, 1/24 of the amount of flax seed that you usually need for a besa is actually more than 1/4 kav. So if it's more than 1/4 kav, it's actually going to come out of kula. If you have 1/4 kav, that in and of itself is not going to be an issue. What you're going to need is more than 1/4 kav. The bottom line is that the traditional shear, the standard shear, as it relates to kalayim, is called sa sheyesh ba roiva mimenacha. A sa is 6 kav and a roiva is 1/4 kav. So usually the shear is 1/24. If you have 1/24, it's kalayim. If you have less than 1/24, that's not going to be a kalayim. The second Mishnah is the very not important, not such fine print, which qualifies this halacha, and that is, this is not always the case. This is the case if the saw and the roiva are both things that are edible. What does that mean? Tfuah betfuah or kitnis bekitnis. Kitnis means edible seed. If, however, it's inedible, then the shear is something else. What's the shear? So then that substance that's inedible, that's the minority substance, would have to be a shear of echad me etzim varba benoifal beisa. That's what it is, which sometimes can be a chumrah and sometimes can be a kula.